flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to the Diddy. He attended many media days through the years with the NFL, Super Bowl week, and that whole deal. And we're going to see the Eagles and Chiefs, you know, lining up again in 6 days. Ray Diddy, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm excited, Ray. I'm getting a little nervous. You know, I woke up this morning. It's the first time I felt the nerves. Don't quite know why it kicked in today, but it did. But more excited than nervous. Ray, so many elements to this to go through, but let's start with where the last caller ended. Force on force. Eagles rushing attack, Chiefs' phenomenal propensity to stop the run. Force on force, what happens on Sunday just in that element of the game?
I think the Eagles will be able to run the ball on these guys. I do. If you just get really, really inside the numbers, I mean, the Eagles, we all know that they run that inside zone probably more than any team in football. And if you break down the Chiefs' numbers, they're not particularly good defending that kind of running game. They gave up on about 4.5 yards per rush against the inside zone. And so that's a real specific matchup that you know you're going to have to deal with on Sunday for sure, because that's how the Eagles are going to play it, and the Chiefs are going to have an answer. And so far this year, when teams have run the ball on them, they've been able to do it successfully. Now, what is in some ways, and I heard John's number about the fact that the Chiefs have not given up a 100-yard rusher under Spagnuolo, which is true, and you're right, that's pretty impressive. And if you're an Eagles fan, it's a little scary. But you have to keep in mind that how much of teams actually run the ball in the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I mean, I think most teams go into Super Bowls so terrified of Mahomes and feeling like we're going to be in a high-scoring game here. We can't waste a whole lot of time. We got to try and score points. I think some teams that even have the ability to run the ball don't run the ball as much as they do, because they're afraid that they're going to need more points to win the game. So I think sometimes that makes those numbers. I'm not saying it skews the numbers or invalidates the numbers, but sometimes it makes you wonder about the numbers. And so looking specifically at the way the Eagles run the ball and the way Chiefs have dealt with that kind of running attack, it actually tilts a little bit in the Eagles' favor, I think.
Yeah, I like that there.
How much can the Eagles use Super Bowl, the last time they played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, to prep for this one? Is it just the teams have been, they've transformed so much because the personnel has changed so much that it's, you know, like toss it aside? Or are they really digging into that Super Bowl 57 right now also, Ray?
Well, they are. I mean, just because it's you know, you might as well. I mean, it's recent past. There are still some similarities. The Chiefs are largely the same team. Certainly played with the same philosophy. So there are things you can draw from that, and I'm sure the Eagles coaches, with the 2 weeks, are leaving no stone unturned, to borrow the cliche. But I mean, that makes sense. But the one thing that I keep coming back to when I look at this game is I think the Eagles are a far better team this year than they were 2 years ago. I think they're much better. And the most obvious reason is Barkley. I mean, he has really transformed the offense. I mean, you have a weapon now than the running game, the likes of which you you haven't had in maybe forever. So that changes that. But on the other side, when you really look at how that game got away from the Eagles, and was an issue really all during that season, was their secondary. And their secondary right now is much better. And, you know, you don't have Fletcher Cox. You don't have Hassan Reddick. You know, I mean, you don't have that pass rush. But again, you know, that pass rush was so neutralized by the field.
Yeah.
In Arizona, that sometimes you wonder about that too. So, you know, I look at the two teams as I match them up, and look, I'm giving full credit to the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, what they've been able to accomplish, and what they're on the doorstep of the doing here. I mean, the history that they're on the verge of making that other great teams haven't been able to do. I mean, these guys are poised to maybe do something that the Lombardi Packers and the Jimmy Johnson Cowboys and the Steel Curtain and the Patriots of Brady, none of them could do this three in a row. So they're in a position where they could do it, so I give them full credit. But I keep coming back to the fact that I think this Eagles team is significantly better in critical areas going into this game, and therefore I give them a better shot.
Jalen outperformed the quarterback across the way at times when we last faced them in the Super Bowl. Does he have that in him?
Oh, I think so. I think so. I mean, I thought he was very good in the championship game. I know, we've all talked about, and he hasn't talked about a lot, but people around him have talked about a lot, about how losing that game has stayed with him. And he really, really wanted another shot at it, at the game. And now he's got a shot at the game and that same opponent. And I think it means the world to this guy. And I think he's going to come out and play well. I really do. And there's no reason to think otherwise. I mean, you've got this is a very good offensive team. I mean, this is a very good offensive team. I mean, the offensive line is excellent. They're extremely well coached. They don't make stupid mistakes. You've got weapons all through the passing game. The two wide receivers are both outstanding. The tight end is a terrific player that I think has a chance to have a big game here. When you look at the matchups in this game, I think the tight end, I think Goddard has a chance to make some really big plays in this game. And, of course, you've got Barkley, who's been – in many ways, the biggest story of this NFL season, and now here he is with one game left to play to maybe complete one of the maybe the greatest single season any Eagles player in history has done. So this is a team that's going into this game well-prepared, and I think the fact that they were just in this game a couple of years ago will help them deal with the craziness of this week, which is part of winning in this game. You can't allow the week to overwhelm you. Well, you've got enough veteran guys who've been through it before that they can help the younger guys understand what's in store for them. And I expect them to come out and play well on Sunday. I really do.
Love it. Ray Dittinger here with us, as he is, you know, every week, obviously. Ray, let's talk about the Eagles defense versus the Chiefs. So doubling a tight end, fairly rare in the NFL, unless it's an exceptional tight end. Is this one of those deals where Kelce is so good and the Chiefs wide receivers are so below average that you're more inclined to double the tight end and tell Mahomes, listen, Try to beat me with one of your wide receivers down the field. I don't think they're that good. Is that? I know there's going to be mixing and matching, but is that the basic strategy?
I think it should be. I'd be shocked if it weren't. I mean, if I were Vic Fangio, that's what my message would be for these whole 2 weeks. Is we're going to take Kelce away from you. We're not going to let Kelce take over the game. We're going to do whatever we need. We're going to jam at the line of scrimmage. We're going to bracket him. We're going to have high-low coverage on him. We're going to in effect double him. Which you're right, Joe. I mean, you don't often see that with tight ends. I mean, you saw it some with Gronkowski, but you're only talking about tight ends of that stature, and there aren't that many of them. Well,
right.
This guy is.
Yep.
And so if I'm the defensive coordinator, my whole game plan is going to be 87 is not going to beat us, fellas. We're going to do everything we can to take him away. You're not going to erase him. You're not going to take him out of the game. He's too good for that, and they're not going to let that happen. But you can't let him take over the game. So the idea is make Mahomes look for those other receivers. Because I mean, you said,
why didn't the defense do that to Ertz?
They're average.
Why didn't the defense do that to Zach Ertz?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'll give you one thing. Terry McLaurin was on that field. I mean, the Chiefs have nobody like Terry McLaurin. That's a big difference.
This worthy guy is like Terry McLaurin. This worthy guy's good.
Look, I give Ertz a tremendous amount of credit. I mean, he has really restarted his career, and he played great in that game. But the Eagles weren't preparing for that game with the idea that Zach Ertz was going to beat him. You know, that wasn't the thought going in. I mean, he was the guy who was going to get his catches. He was the guy who was going to make his plays. But you weren't looking at him as the guy who was going to win the game for them. You look at Kelce, and that's what you're thinking. And the Chiefs, at least, maybe I'm selling them short. But, I mean, Joe said average wide receivers. I think that's a stretch.
No, I think below average. Ray, I think below average. Straight up below average.
Yeah, so make Mahomes beat you with those guys. And if he can, well, okay, that just proves how great he is.
Yeah.
But you can't let the other guy beat you. And I think that's the Eagles' philosophy. And I think, you know, jamming him at the line of scrimmage with Bond right over his head sometimes, I think the guy you'll probably have covering him a lot is probably DeJean. Because I think DeJean is actually a pretty good matchup for him. I mean, as nickel corners go, he's bigger and more physical and faster than most of those guys. So I think that's a matchup you're likely to see. But in terms of the philosophy of what the Eagles want to do and what they want to take away, I agree. It's Kelce all the time.
It feels like we might be underestimating these wide receivers for the Chiefs too. I think that Worthy kid is very talented, and I don't know. I mean, I watched him at the combine run a 4.2. He set a record, a 4.2. And then I thought he was going to be just a speed guy. And he went out there and he actually plays football and he actually blocks and he does things that I didn't expect. Mm-hmm. He's way better than I thought. DeAndre Hopkins, I know he's up there in age and I know it's been, you know, man, a convoluted season for him. But. Right. Man, he's still DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, but Julio Jones wasn't still Julio Jones. At some point, someone's not what they were. And, you know, I don't think this guy's nearly as good as he was.
He's not the same as what he once was, but he does know how to get open.
Well,
and then Hollywood Brown's a talented receiver also. Juju Smith-Schuster, I see him making plays all over the place. I hate it. And he's celebrating like he just, you know, changed the world. That makes me nuts.
Yeah. Well, it also makes it easier for him when Kelce's doubled. And, you know. All right, Ray, let's hit a couple other quick topics here. The refs. How much do they worry you?
Not necessarily who they are.
No, but I mean, you know, the propensity to have a bogus call that benefits Mahomes. I mean, for me, it's a legit worry.
Oh, totally. I'm with you 100%. And it, like I said, I'm not commenting on the specific officials saying this guy has a propensity to do this. This guy has a propensity to do that. Which sometimes certain officials do.
Yep.
I mean, there are certain officials that have certain characteristics that you know that this particular guy, his crew, threw more holding penalties than any crew, or this particular crew they called roughing the passer more. I'm not suggesting that that's what's in play, but I think what. And I'm not being a conspiracy theorist by saying it, but if you've watched the games this year, you have seen the kinds of calls that the Chiefs have gotten. And not that the league is trying to help them win or the league wants them to win or any of that stuff, but that the way they play, and especially the way Mahomes plays, he does create those kinds of situations that invariably seem to work to his advantage. And he... I mean, when he takes off and runs, and he ran 11 times in the championship game, when he takes off and runs, he is very slick in that get everything you can, and then when you go down at a point where the defense, you're putting the defense at a point where they have to, it's hard for them to commit.
No question.
They can't assume that he's not running. So they come in, and you have to play it straight. Then he goes down, and then you hit him, and then if you do that, here comes the flag. And pass interference, same way. But a lot of it, and roughing the passers, same way. We've dealt with it before. I mean, this was stuff, not the running part, but when Peyton Manning played, not that he ran, but the roughing the passer stuff in the pocket was called all the time.
Yep.
And to the point where you just grabbed your head and said, oh, no, not again, but it happened. And are the officials consciously trying to protect him? No, I don't think they are. But the fact is that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it with Brady, and you're seeing it with Mahomes, but in a different way. A lot of it, some of it is protection in the pocket, but a lot of it is the stuff he draws down the field. And, you know, you're going to have trouble stopping this team. I mean, they're just that good, and this quarterback is that good.
I know.
The last thing you need is to have him, take off on a 3rd and 4 and do that little scamper thing where he gets the 5 yards and then Gardner Johnson comes in and hits him on the ground, then all of a sudden that 4 yard run turns into 4 plus 15.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden they've got better field position, and you can't afford to have that happen. Now I don't know how you coach that out of the game. I mean, you're gonna warn all your guys to be careful and don't do that kind of stuff. But the way Mahomes plays, he makes it almost unavoidable.
Yeah, no, he is as crafty with that stuff as they've probably ever been. All right, Ray, we'll get you on the show later in the week for your official prediction. But final thing, give me a quick number one thing that's ever stood out to you from media day. Now it's media night. What's the craziest thing you know of in the media session with the NFL players before a Super Bowl?
I guess
because Namath doesn't count, right? Namath was just by a pool, right?
Yeah, Namath was just sitting by the swimming pool at the team hotel, and the press found him, and he was just sitting there signing autographs, and the guys interviewed him in a beach chair. I mean, it was, but that was Super Bowl many years ago. That was Super Bowl III. I used to always think that downtown Julie Brown climbing in the lap of Andre Reed to interview him at one of the Bills Super Bowls was the most bizarre thing I had ever seen. But I think that got topped in one of the Patriots Super Bowls when a very, very, very attractive female reporter from Telemundo, the TV network, showed up on media day in a wedding dress to propose to Tom Brady. I think we really jumped the shark that day.
That's classic. Hey, Ray, enjoy the week. We'll touch base with you later in the week, and thanks for being a huge part of the show today, Ray.
I'll talk to you later, guys. Take care.
That's tremendous. The Diddy, Ray Dinninger. This might also be the week where Ray turned down the chance to hang out further with Christy Brinkley, right?
What was he doing? He was
working on a project. No, Christy Brinkley, I can't have lunch with you.
I think he was working on a boxing project.
Oh, was that what it was? Not Super Bowl week?
I think so.
Unbelievable.
It was boxing.
All right, the Diddy, a freaking legend, turning down Christy Brinkley.